It's one of the most common tropes we see in dramas and movies. The main character's sad and mopey that everyone's forgotten their birthday. And when they walk into their dark apartment all alone at the end of the day, suddenly all their friends and family jump out shouting, "Surprise!" There's also the other one, where two people who can't stand each other at the beginning end up falling madly in love by the end. What do these have in common? Dramatic shifts in mood, dramatic encounters, dramatic reconciliation. In short, drama. An important prerequisite for such dramatic situations is conflict. The deeper the conflict, the more dramatic its resolve. So dramas and films like to inflate and inflame the conflict as much as they can in order to make the production more, well, dramatic, more fun to watch. But in reality, I think most of us would agree that we don't really need that much drama off-screen. Between a dramatic, emotional exhilaration at the end of a prolonged conflict or turmoil, and we can choose that or a mundane and uneventful but peaceful everyday life. I don't know about you, but I think I'm opting for the latter. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Nine Muses with their song Drama. Now, we don't mind watching conflict and struggle building and worsening in movies and TV shows because, well, for one, it is not happening to us. And two, we know it's going to untangle and solve itself before the show ends. But in reality, time seems to crawl when we are going through some rough patches, and we are never certain that there is an end to it, let alone a satisfying one. Maybe that is partly why we watch films and TV shows or read novels. We want to keep our real lives drama-less, as peaceful as possible, while we can get the exhilaration from entertainment elsewhere, right? Yes. Keep it all in there. When you close the book, we have our nice, mundane, peaceful life to go back to. Honestly, I think that having the best of both worlds, that's one way we can achieve it. But what do you think? Do you agree that we could do without any drama in real life? Or do you prefer to live some drama? Definitely there are people out there whose lives are like dramatic TV shows or films. Well, in any case, makes me want to also ask, anybody got any drama, movie, novel recommendations? Well, in any case, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded. But don't let that stop you from dropping by to say hello or to share your thoughts, recommendations, or if you want to share about some drama in your real life. As you know, your Sayander stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome here. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS. Now, in part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs. So stay tuned. All right, up next, here's Winner with their song, Millions. We just heard Millions by Winner. And speaking of winners, take the KBS World Radio's annual Overseas Listener Satisfaction Survey and you might just win a prize by random draw. You can take the survey on our website until tomorrow, September 30th, so hurry if you haven't done so yet. Now, by taking the survey, you can let us know how we're doing and what we can do or change to make our programs better. Go to world.kbs.co.kr to follow the links. There's a big pop-up on the front page. You can't miss it. Or you can just type directly into your browser, world.kbs.co.kr/special/survey/2022. All right, up next for our next song break, here is Park Jae-bum with 가나다라 featuring IU, followed by Crush and his song 잊어버리지 마, Don't Forget featuring Taeyeon. A couple of star-studded duets for you there. It was Crush and Taeyeon with 잊어버리지 마, Don't Forget. And before that, Park Jae-bum or Jay Park and IU singing 가나다라. All right, time for a regular announcement. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to #8150, and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on the webpage. If you do see your screen ID or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email and we'll send you your prize as soon as possible. Up next, here is Kwon Jina with her song, 운이 좋았지, I Got Lucky. Listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day, and you can catch them on the website or via our mobile apps. We've got Kong and KBS World Radio on air, those two to choose from. Our broadcast timetable is also available on the website and these apps, so take a look. Past episodes of the program can be streamed in the Listen Again menu on the website or as podcasts. You can listen to us pretty much whenever you'd like, wherever you are with all of these options. Just look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember, though, songs we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. I'll be back now with today's Parallel Universe after another song break. First up, here's Oh My Girl with 꽃차, Flower Tea. And then we will listen to Namhyun of Infinite with his song 가을이 오면, or When Fall Comes. But not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to two songs that share the title, Fly Away. First up is the K-pop song Fly Away by B2B. This boy group is known both for their musical talent and for their very boyish and playful image. Their 2017 album, Brother Act, and its title track, 그리워하다, or Missing You, set all sorts of records, topping 7 TV charting shows and staying in the top 100 for 606 days on a streaming site. Well, these are just a few of the accolades. Fly Away was one of the tracks on that same album. It's an R&B track about feeling the premonitions of a relationship's end. Here's a bit of the words. Everything will disperse faintly like past dreams, and forever memories will follow me like clouds over my head. I can't take it. You always, always on my mind. Tell it to me like it is now, so that even foolish me can understand you. Don't ever miss me, you just go and fly away. All right. Wants to just kind of, you know, not let it drag out anymore. Gonna let that person fly away. All right. On our non-K-pop side of things, we will listen to Fly Away by German DJ, producer, and musician The Fat Rat. From progressive house to trap, EDM, electro house, he does it all. But his genre is often described as glitch hop. It's kind of like a cross between glitch pop and hip hop. Interesting stuff, right? New genres popping up every day. His song Fly Away was also released in 2017, and it features Canadian singer-songwriter Anjali. The song goes like this. Somewhere by the Emerald Sea, where the moon and water meet. Somewhere close to harmony, when the world is sound asleep. Something's gonna bring the change. Journeys we are meant to take. Something at the edge of space, calling us to fly away. Don't you be afraid, everything will change. All right, a different kind of flying away, a more positive kind. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. Fly Away by B2B, followed by Fly Away by The Fat Rat. We just heard Fly Away by B2B and then Fly Away by The Fat Rat featuring Anjali. Those were our Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the show, it's our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Chang. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. I'll wrap up part one with Butterfly by Idare Sonya or Luna. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Chang. If you have any comments or questions, just text them to me at sharp8150 if you are in Korea. Now, from anywhere else in the world, you can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. Let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a song break. We've got a couple songs with the same title here. First up is Loveholic with One Love, and then after that, The Nuts with One Love. you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component. So we take time each week to take a closer look into lyrics of K-pop songs in our segment, The Words, to make sure that nothing gets lost in translation. We'll sit down and chat with singer-songwriter Stella Chang.
Hello.
Welcome back to the studio, Stella.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Can you believe it? We are here at the very, very end of September.
Yeah,
already.
That's crazy.
I know.
We have 3 months of the year left.
Now we are definitely officially into middle autumn, and
yeah.
Finally the weather cooled down.
Mm-hmm.
So something that I've been asking everybody, are you ready? Are you ready for October?
I think I'm never ready for anything. I've never been ready for my upcoming ages.
That's true.
Yeah, and I'm not ready to get older, and I'm not ready for this December and a new Christmas coming.
Oh. Well, you know, for me it's weird because once October hits, time seems to go even faster. From October,
yeah.
November, and December, it's just whoosh, it's like a downward
yeah,
slope.
Yeah, it's because it's Christmas season and also lots of concerts, and maybe you have more work than
yeah,
usual.
Perhaps so. I don't know what it is. When I was growing up in the States, especially,
mm-hmm.
from October and on, it was just whoosh, it went by in a flash because there were so many holidays, right?
Yeah.
We're getting ready for Halloween, then we're suddenly getting ready for Thanksgiving, then we're suddenly getting ready for Christmas. And
yeah.
What do you know?
Like 3 holidays in a row.
Right. Every month, and big ones. And
yeah.
Then, bam, it would be the new year. But this time around, hopefully, you know, we can make it last a little. What's my biggest wish right now
mm-hmm.
is that autumn kind of sticks around just a little longer.
Oh,
I don't want
the trench coat.
Yeah, wear your trench coats just a little longer, your coats a little longer before we have to get into full winter mode.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm hoping that I can enjoy the autumn as
mm-hmm.
well. Do you have a little mini goal in your short-term future for...
Short-term future.
The fall, the rest of this beautiful season?
I finished mastering the songs for the upcoming EP.
Oh, congratulations!
But that was a long time ago.
Yes.
I finished preparing it like in July.
Right.
But yes. It was because of the vinyl cuts.
Right.
And now we have to prepare for the photo shootings and videos and
right.
everything. So now is the time,
mm-hmm.
and I have to prepare for that.
Oh,
so
how
that's
exciting.
My October work.
That's your October work. So you are
yeah.
going to be very busy. And that busy is good for us because then we get to hear and see you with some new music and
yay,
new pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure your fans are going to be super excited.
Oh.
Today's topic is actually sort of a part two
yeah.
from last week's topic.
Mm-hmm. So last week's topic was birds.
And we talked about all songs called bird.
Yeah.
Se.
And today we have different sorts of se.
Oh.
Different varieties.
Okay, so we're going to have different kinds of birds, or mm-hmm. we're going to have birds a little bit more expanded. So it's you can think of it, listeners, as the words birds part two.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And what's the first song we'll be talking about?
First song, to open with the general generality.
Okay.
It's 새들처럼, Like the Birds, by
Hyun
Sop. And we already talked about this song before with the topic something-something-처럼, like something.
That's right.
But today, we're going to focus on the bird.
The birds. All right. The classic song by Pyeongjin Sup, and
mm-hmm.
it's nice. I love this song, so it's great that it was in today's list. Let's look at the lyrics.
Yep. Cars cutting across open space and people. Open space and people lit up by the sunset. Darkness descends to wrap around the city, and I sing. When I open my eyes, I see myself in between gray buildings, wandering the streets in pouring rain and gushing winds. Asphalt visible amidst heavy sky, and white and gray smoke. Even though I want to leave the stifling city, I cannot go. When I see birds flying, I want to follow them. Under the blue sky, freely, I want to follow them. And then it repeats.
Mm-hmm. It repeats when I open my eyes. The whole song kind of repeats again,
yeah,
except for the first stanza.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, stuck in the concrete jungle. This song kind of reminds me of Se from Lee Sang-eun that we listened to last week.
Yeah.
Where she talks about how the city must look like a small concrete boxes to mm-hmm. you. And Pyeongjin Sup, people moving around busily, counting money with empty hearts. That was one of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And here, Pyeongjin Sup's character is one of those people.
Yeah. And he says, I want to leave, but yeah, I cannot go.
No.
But birds can fly, and they can go anywhere they want to go. So it's, I don't know, it fits. It's like the opposite part of Lee Sang-eun's Se.
Yeah, it's
song.
Like the counterpart.
Yeah.
To Lee Sang-eun's song Se, where she's contemplating about the birds, and here is one of those people moving busy in their yeah. concrete jungle, mm-hmm. wanting to just be free like
yeah,
the bird.
Because Lee Sang-eun sang, little bird, don't come down.
That's
because
right.
it's not worth it.
Right. Absolutely. Stay where you are. And here is Pyeongjin Sup's character wishing he could be literally like a bird mm-hmm. and fly away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very simple. We're starting things off, like Stella said, generally talking about birds, and we'll get a little more specific afterwards. Here is Pyeongjin Sup with 새들처럼 like the birds. We just listened to Pyeongjin Sup with 새들처럼 or like the birds. We are talking about birds in general. Now we're going to get a little bit specific. The next song, Stella, you explained to us last week, this song kind of inspired the birds topic
yeah,
in the first place.
It did.
Because it is...
It's Pepsi.
Pepsi.
So its English title is also Pepsi.
It's just
by
Pepsi.
Son Woo-jung. And it was because I had a recent concert, joint concert with her.
With Son Woo-jung-a.
And I got to listen to this song.
You saw her performing it from
yeah.
the wings of the stage.
Yeah, and the first time I actually heard this song was when it was released. It was like in 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember going to Sketchbook,
mm-hmm.
and she was performing. And you were there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was the
special
200th
episode yes.
of the show.
Yes.
So I saw her perform for the first time, and
yeah.
and she sang this song.
Yes.
So it just, it was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so listening to this song, like, almost, like, 10 years after, it felt like, oh, it was a very great song.
Yeah,
and
right.
it still sounds so great.
You can imagine.
And whenever I see the lyrics she writes,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, oh, I feel like I can befriend with her. You know?
Oh, like you feel this kinship with her.
Yeah.
With what her thoughts and her philosophies and her emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like,
that.
The flow of ideas mm-hmm. and thoughts go kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Pepsi is one of those songs. And I think we might have to explain the background
mm-hmm.
of the Pepsi, the word.
Yeah.
Because in Korean, this... there's this 속담.
Yes.
Proverb.
A proverb.
Yeah. Saying, 뱁새가 황새 따라가다 가랑이 찢어진다.
Oh.
Yeah. 뱁새 trying to follow, I don't know how do you call 황새, but 뱁새 is a very small and short bird.
Mm-hmm.
And 황새 is a very tall bird
big
with
bird.
With big, big long legs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like a crane, I think, or a,
yeah.
a stork.
So this,
a stork.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This 뱁새 trying to imitate the 황새.
Yeah.
It's going to split its legs and get hurt.
Oh, I get it.
So it kind of means know your place.
Know your place. Know what you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Pepsi is tiny little bird.
It's so cute,
yeah,
actually.
They're like, yeah, they remind me of little finches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those tiny things that are like flit here and there, do-do-do-do-do, running all around very frenetically, and as opposed to a 황새, which is a stork,
yeah,
with those long legs, and they move very
graciously,
slowly, very slowly, right? So mm-hmm. yes, if a 뱁새 imitates, if a little crow tit imitates a stork, you will split your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's sort of the inspiration or the context that you should keep in mind when we listen to Sonijeong's lyrics.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
There's no mention of 뱁새 in the song.
Not at all.
This title is complimentary.
Absolutely. It gives you a little additional information. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Dressed up in new clothes, I'm standing in front of the mirror, but I could not look more awkward. It's an expensive coat that I've coveted so much, but it doesn't suit me. It doesn't suit me. I thought if I'd only dressed up as smartly as she does, I'd be able to fly freely too. Seeing my life gradually filling up with clothes that look like hers, I can't. Throw them all out or anything, so I put it on to come out, and now I want to find a hole to hide in. It's a pretty coat that fits them so perfectly, I'm the only one who can't pull it off. It doesn't suit me at all. I thought if I'd only dressed up as smartly as she does, I'd be able to fly freely too. Seeing my life gradually filling up with clothes that look like hers, a thought passes by. Would such a day come for me too? No, 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 no. Let me fly for once. I'm a bird too. Let's fly together for once. You're too fast. If only I was born in a big nest like she was. If only I had more expensive feathers like she does. If only I had strong wings like she has. I thought I'd fly freely, but I'm just me.
All right.
Yeah, and she repeats the first phrase of the song, dressed up in new clothes. Mm-hmm. I'm standing in front of the mirror, but it doesn't suit me.
It doesn't suit me. All right. Always impressed with Sun Jung-ha's lyrics. I mm-hmm. kind of see why you feel a kinship with her, especially in here. Especially in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely so. There is a little bit of Stella in here as well, huh?
Yeah, it's a witty way to express how she could have felt with...
Just feeling like she's having to play, pretend in her work... And then here the metaphor is something yeah. physical, superficial about how mm-hmm. she looks, right? Trying to be this person that everyone wants me to be,
yeah.
but it's really not me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not pulling it off.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people have felt this way once in a lifetime,
of course.
And so I think it was very clever mm-hmm. pick to make this comparison with this analogy with the clothes.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And telling us the proverb was really, really helpful because we can see her really referencing it near the end of the song where, you know, she's like, well, if only I had a big nest like she does, mm-hmm. if I only had expensive feathers like she does, right? Just trying to pretend to be everything that you are not, just the opposite of everything that you are not.
Yeah.
And thought that if I am imitated, I could be free, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where the proverb lines too, know what you are.
Yeah, but this song is such a cute and fun song to listen to that this is the kind of song that I really like. When you mm-hmm. look at the lyrics, it's bitter and it has some bites.
Yes,
but the song itself is so cute and so, I don't know, so uplifting.
So it just kind of comes right into your ears.
Yeah, so it dilutes a little bit the message.
True,
so I really like it.
Yes. Definitely kind of balancing each other out, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Wonderful song. And it's our first specific bird of the day. It is 뱁새 by 선우정아. Let's listen. That was 선우정아 with 뱁새.
Yeah.
뱁새.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up, and in English, they are called crow tits. Crow/TIT. Which I've never heard of. So mm-hmm. I don't think that they're very indigenous in North America. They're much yeah. more indigenous here in Asia.
I think a lot of people in Korea don't know what a Pepsi looked like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I didn't mm-hmm. until very recently. So I knew this saying, the yes. proverb, yes. saying Pepsi and mm-hmm. Hwangse. And mm-hmm. I actually had no idea what they looked like. I just knew that Pepsi is very small.
Right.
And Hwangse is very tall.
Very big. And that was all really, really needed to know, mm-hmm. right? Interesting. All right. What's our second bird of the day?
The second bird of the day is 앵무새, parrot, by 검정치마, the black skirts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Also early 검정치마 here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How I would survive on this ocean, even I am curious. An island where countless birds fly to, but to me, it's like a boat like a lie. It's a boat like a lie. Even if splendid ones all fly away in the end, I guess I won't be lonely, because you'll stay behind myself. Now on my shoulder, you whisper, even though they're not good words, short-haired parrot. If Busan is your home, you've flown far. Just repeat after me, and I'll love you. With so much regret about the past, I can't even say good words, but you always listen to me. Short-haired parrot.
Oh, wow. This is a puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a very kind of vague poem. Mm-hmm. Lots of things are going on, right? He's talking about a relationship, but at the same time, an island where countless birds fly to. It starts out really broad, right?
Yeah.
It starts out
on the ocean.
On the surface of the ocean. And then it brings it back very close, right?
Mm-hmm.
To analyze it. On my shoulder and whispering in my ear. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on in terms of dynamics here. But what is actually going on, he remains very unclear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this image of this lone man on the boat
right.
with a parrot on his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
repeating after what he says.
That's true.
And that's basically what a parrot does.
Mimicking you. Mm-hmm.
And I like it when he says, you whisper even though they're not good words.
Yes.
Well, 바른말 in Korean...
Yeah.
The person who says 바른말 to you
yes.
is the person who makes you face the truth
mm.
that are sometimes harsh.
Right, righteous so, words.
Yeah, so 바른말, I don't know, good words could also mean the words necessary for you.
Right.
Even if they're not easy to swallow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever he says, mm-hmm. Whatever this parrot says,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the nature of what this bird says.
Right.
And it reminded me of the image of, you know, the devil and the angel.
Yes.
On your two shoulders. And I'm saying both, saying bad things and right things.
Like one trying to tempt you, hey, you should go the, you know, selfish way. And one trying to say, no, you have to be righteous.
Yeah.
바르게 mm-hmm. 해야 된다, right? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
but
do
this
the right
parent
thing.
Is not able to give righteous words all the time.
Well, that's the key in this song is that it is a parrot. And mm-hmm. it is the words that you are saying that is just being repeated back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 바른 말은 아니어도, because the words that this character is saying is not righteous words.
Yeah.
Right? But they are being repeated back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in that very, you know, sense, at least I'm not alone,
mm-hmm.
even though the only words he's hearing are really just mimicking what he's saying.
Yeah.
So he is alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's kind of interesting. You don't know what's really going on here.
I
think Busan was very, very unique little detail there.
Very specific for a vague song.
Yeah, it's interesting that he talks about Busan being your home, which makes me feel like there's a very solid inspiration behind this song.
Mm-hmm.
Either a person or himself or something. Right?
Or a bird.
Or maybe a real bird. Who knows? Yes, but with so much regret about the past, just you always listen to me. Is the parrot really listening? I guess so, to mimic.
Yeah.
But he's not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he's sort of alone.
Yeah.
All alone on the ocean. All right, let's listen. Very enigmatic song here by 검정치마 or the Black Skirts. It is 앵무새, Parrot. We just heard 앵무새 or Parrot by 검정치마, the Black Skirts. On this week's The Words with Stella Jung, we're listening to some more songs about birds. Now, last week we heard songs called bird, but here we're getting into some specific different types of birds. We just listened to Parrot, of course. What is our next bird of the day?
Our next bird is 참새의 하루, A Sparrow's Day by 송창식.
All right.
Yeah. Morning comes as it always does. As always, I should head out to the other side of the hill to pick up some grains. Morning comes, wind blows as it always does. As always, the scarecrow will be flaunting. Make noises with the can. Wind blows. The sunlight is scorching as it always is. As always, I should have a sip of water somewhere and chatter. The sunlight is scorching. Hope is new. Although it's always the same. I want to build a home in a big mill and have a family. Hope is new. Now I'm sleepy, as always. The wife's nagging is a song of love, sung as a lullaby. Now I'm sleepy.
So it is literally a day. It is Sparrow's Day.
Yeah.
From the morning till, you know, the point that you get sleepy.
Yeah, I like the part when I should head out to the other side of the hill to pick up some grains.
Yeah.
And somehow, if you imagine this song as sung by a real sparrow.
Yeah.
You feel like you have to pitch up.
You know, morning comes, as it always does. As always. Unfortunately, Song Chang-sik, the artist, sounds in anything but that.
Yeah.
I think one thing that I think is kind of interesting to note is the sparrow itself.
Yeah.
The sparrow itself is, you know, actually, you know, we call them house sparrows. Super common. Very common in North America as well. But they're very commonly seen and common to us because they are urban birds.
Yeah.
They're city dwellers. They live in towns and suburbs. You see them all the time. You see them on, you know, your electric lines.
Yeah.
You know, on the cables outside or something. So I think that's where he's being specific about this sparrow. It's a bird, an animal of nature. But having sort of like an urban city life and having these daily rhythms sort of similar to the kind of finding a similarity or a parallel to us, to humans. I want to build a home in a big mill and have a family.
That must be a paradise for birds.
In a mill, yes. Yeah. You don't have to go far for your grains, right? But yes, it's really sweet. The scarecrow is its biggest enemy. You know, and it's such a simple thing, but we see so many parallels to actual our lives, right? The perils, obstacles we have to overcome, the scarecrows that we have to, you know, scarecrows that we have to avoid.
Right? It reminds me of another proverb about birds. Ilchig ilonanen sega mo beolleureul jabamogneunda, you know.
The early bird gets the worm.
Oh, so we have the exact translation version in English.
Yep, that is a proverb in English, too.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like this sparrow has to wake up early in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I, because of the words, because they're very little lyrics, right, going on. And then he goes, morning comes, wind blows, as it always does. I feel like we are seeing the bird flying, right?
Yeah.
In midair, and then these are just the thoughts. as he's flying in mid-flight. Like, we are like a little secret camera attached to the bird, and we get to see a peek into his day. And I feel like he's in midair and going about his things. Everything is sort of present tense, happening as it is, right?
Yeah.
The wind blows, and then the can is making noises. The sunlight is scorching, right? Hope is new, although it's always the same. There's the most poetic line.
Yeah.
Some deep thoughts there.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is new, although it's all the same. Everything is the same. It's a daily routine. It's a ho-hum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day, same, same, same. But hope is new.
Yeah.
Hope is always new.
Always new, but it's always the same. Mm-hmm. So I like these opposite words.
Right, isn't it? It's always the same is as in that it's always new.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a really lovely paradox there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too. All right, let's listen. Here is Song Chang-sik with 참새의 하루 or A Sparrow's Day. We just listened to Song Chang-sik with his song 참새의 하루, A Sparrow's Day. I remember, Stella, you were saying, well, when you think of a sparrow and a bird, you feel like it should be sung like, you know,
yeah.
But because it's Song Chang-sik singing about the 참새, I imagine
Mr.
참새, 참새 아저씨,
yeah,
going about his day. Oh, the wife is nagging me.
I don't know why, but this 참새 makes me feel like it's not flying, but it's walking.
Oh,
you know?
I imagine him for some reason wearing little spectacles and a little business vest or something.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute, kind of just going about his day. Do, do, do.
Yeah.
You know. Really sweet song going on there, but not without its poeticism.
Yeah.
We have the jewel of a lyric there that I think is going to stick with me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hope
is
new. And it's although it's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, we've got time for one more birdie song. And what is our last finale bird of today?
Finale bird is a goose.
Oh.
We have 거위의 꿈, A Goose's Dream by Carnival.
Uh-huh.
So we talked about this song before for the dream.
Yes.
But
Yes, when we talked about dreams as our topic.
Mm-hmm.
But now here it is on this list, made it in there because it is about a goose's dream.
Yeah. I had a dream. It may be discarded, torn, and in tatters. But it's a dream that I've cherished deep inside of my heart like treasure. Sometimes, even when someone laughed at me for some reason, behind my back, I had to tolerate it. I could tolerate it for that day. They always say, as if they're worried, an empty dream is poison. The world is like a book with a decided ending. It is always reality that cannot be reversed. Yes, I have a dream. I believe in the dream. Watch me. In front of the wall called destiny, standing there so coldly, I can face it boldly. One day, I'll make my way over the fence, and I will be able to fly high into the sky. Even this heavy world cannot tie me up. At the end of my life, be with me on the day as I laugh. They always say, as if they're worried, an empty dream is poison. The world is like a book with a decided ending. It is already reality that cannot be reversed. Yes, I have a dream. I believe in the dream. Watch me. In front of the wall called destiny, standing there so coldly, I can face it boldly. One day, I'll make my way over the fence, and I will be able to fly high into the sky. Even this heavy world cannot tie me up. And at the end of my life, be with me on the day as I laugh.
All right. A very beloved song here in Korea.
Yeah.
Because it is the song of ultimate inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Lots of remakes as well.
Lots of remakes. This is sort of like your graduation song or your, you know, follow your dreams, ultimate encouragement song. A Goose's Dream by Carnival, Ijeok, and Kim Dong-yeol.
Yep.
This song really never gets old. I think because of Kim Dong-yeol's, you know, classic arrangements that never get old.
And also the lyrics that can apply to a lot of people in different situations.
Absolutely. It's very universal.
Yeah.
Now a lot of people are probably familiar with the cover by Im Suni.
Yeah.
There's a female solo song, but I always thought the most interesting thing about this song was that at the beginning, in its original form, this is a two-guy duet.
Yeah, it's a duet album.
Yeah, it's a duet album. And I always thought it was quite unusual that it was two-guy duet, which we don't see a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, they're not a duo. It's not like Fly to the Sky, right?
Yeah.
It's a duet.
It's a duet. And and also, the pick of this bird in particular, the goose.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. It could have been any other bird.
Well, Lee-jeok wanted to write about a flightless bird.
Mm-hmm.
So in Korea, apparently gooses don't fly.
Oh.
So he wanted to talk about, because in the lyrics, right, they always say, as if they're worried, an empty dream is poison.
Mm-hmm.
The world is a book with a decided ending. Everything is just decided for you. And most importantly, reality cannot be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So something that is true for that is a flightless bird. A flightless bird will never fly.
Yeah.
There is no miracle in the world
mm-hmm.
that will make a bird that can't fly, fly.
Yeah.
Right? As a species.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he was, you know, thinking of different birds to use, and he used koi. Also, it sounds really beautiful, right? Koi.
Yeah. Mm. I think it was the best pick among those birds like, that cannot fly.
He literally considered penguin-e gum. He said.
Or it could be 타조의 꿈.
타조의 꿈.
Or kiwi의 꿈.
Yes, so I read this. Not, I don't know this from him. I read this as an article.
Mm-hmm.
And then he felt such regret because years and years later, some fan in Boston or something like that in these days wrote him or told him something or DM'd him or said, but geese can fly.
Oh.
Because in North America and Canada, the geese fly.
Well.
Yes.
They don't always.
So, yes.
Yeah. So I think that's even better because,
it makes the miracle possible. The miracle is possible.
Yeah.
I always thought the same way. Mm-hmm. I thought that, the miracle is possible. You can maybe make that way over the fence. You just have to wait for evolution.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I think I mentioned this when we talked about this song, but when I first came to Korea, this was my favorite K-pop songs that mm-hmm. I heard. As soon as I heard it, it became one of my favorites.
Oh.
But my
It was not long after you came to Korea,
yeah,
right?
It was about a year after I came mm-hmm. here. But my Korean was not so good, so I thought it was called Kwi-e Gum.
Ah! the dream...
Up there.
Of beyond.
Yes. Which totally works with the lyrics, right? Because one day I'll fly high into the sky. 그 위에 꿈. So it took me forever to figure out. I literally, 10 years later, I found out that 거위 is a goose.
But it makes sense, too.
But it still doesn't matter. Both work, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful way to end out our kind of celebration of birds here on... The Words with Stella Jang. Thank you so much, Stella, for great songs today.
Yay, bye.
And welcome to October. I'll see you next month.
Oh, my God.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
Taking Stella out, here's Carnival with 거위의 꿈, A Goose's Dream. 난 꿈이 있었죠 버려지고 지켜 난 We just heard 거위의 꿈 or A Goose's Dream by Carnival, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I'm going to say goodbye with a fun song. Hopefully it'll make you smile. It's Smile by John Park taking us out. Thanks for tuning in again. See you tomorrow.